things tonight, and I want to get right in. I want you to help me. Amen. You're going to help me? How many still would like to see the power of God? Huh? How about it? Amen. Praise God. How would you like to see the power of the gospel once again? The power of conviction? Amen. The power of healing? Would you like to see it again? Do you believe in it? Praise God. Huh? All right. Turn to the book of Genesis tonight. Amen. I enjoyed everything that's been done in the service. It's just been real good. And we need a push right here. Amen. We've got folks that are sick. And we got people that's hurting. And people in the hospital. People in the funeral home. And we need help from God. Well, don't we? I said we need help from God. Praise the Lord. There's a few things I want to mention tonight about getting the victory. I tried to preach some faith to us Sunday night. And I want to try to preach some more to you. In the book of Genesis chapter 22. Now, if you're going to get anything from the Lord, if you're going to believe God for deliverance of any kind, if you're going to believe God for anything good, anything worth having, it's going to take a fight. Your faith is going to be tried. The devil's going to throw every stumbling block in your mind that he possibly can. He's going to try to steal any seed of faith that has been planted in your heart. And we've got to be willing to fight it out. We've got to have the tenacity, the word is, of a bulldog that once he gets a hold of something, he won't let go till he sees that thing. You know, a lot of times we pray for the sick, we pray for those in trouble, and we hope they get better. Y'all going to help me preach? We hope to get better. Hope is good, but hope is not the thing that makes them get better. It's going to take faith to get them better. We're going to have to believe that they're going to get better. Not just hope they're going to get better. Pray for them, be a nice Christian, and put oil on them, and pray for them like Christians ought to pray, but and hope they get better. Well, a lot of them ain't getting better when we hope they get better. We're going to have to believe they're going to get better by faith. Bible said that all things are possible to them that what? Hope. To them that believe. There's a difference. There's a difference. Well, all right, devil, I'm here to fight. Amen. I know you're here too somewhere. Amen. Praise God. Let's get with it here. Y'all help me. Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. He said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. A tall order, wasn't it? And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Now, was that faith speaking there? Huh? Amen. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it upon Isaac his son. He took fire in his hand and a knife. And brother, he meant to do what God said do. You believe he did? Amen. He meant to do it. No half-hearted stuff here. No dose of do better. Amen. No turn over a new leaf here. Amen. Abraham meant to obey God if it cost the life of his only son or the promised son. Amen. And so Abraham, Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father. He said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Amen. Where is the lamb? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So, hey, was that faith or not? Praise God. So they went up. Amen. Already Abraham has spoken, said, We're going up and we're going to come back. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much in that statement. But he said, I and the lad shall go up and we shall return. Do you think that he was planning on not killing his son? I'm going to tell you what I think. He believed if God had commanded him to kill his son, that God was also going to raise his son from the dead. And that he was going to come back down that mountain, amen, with his son with him. Come on now. Y'all sitting awful quiet in here. Amen. But Abraham believed God. He was a man of faith, a father of the faithful. Amen. And he believed God. But you know, faith does not sit at home and wait. Amen, and hope that things turn out all right. But God asked Abraham to take his son up there. Amen, and it's easy to believe God, I guess. Well, no, it's not. But it's easier to believe God when you're believing for life to come. It's harder to believe God when there's death involved. When you, come on now. Praise God. He had faith in God and was believing in God. Amen. And he knew that when he had confidence in the Lord, that he might, through his obedience, have to kill his son that was promised. Amen. And so Abraham went up with the knife and the wood and the fire. Amen. And he said, Father, where, amen, is the offering? And he said, God will provide. Amen. And so I want us to look at this. Oh, hallelujah. And they came to the place which God had told him of. Abraham went on. He built an altar there. How would you be feeling right now? Praise God. I don't know about you, but I'd have been under such pressure. Amen. From the first time God spoke to me. Amen. Brother Jerry said, Go take your son and offer him on an altar. Amen. And the next morning he got up with anticipation. Amen. But he went toward the place God had told him. Then he come to another crisis and he had to leave the men and the ass behind and go into the mountain. Amen. And then as he went up the mountain, his son asked him the question. Amen. Where's the sacrifice? And more pressure and another crisis. Amen. And he had to believe God again. And then when they got on top of the mountain, he built the altar. Amen. And laid the wood upon the altar and bound Isaac. Brother, I'll tell you, there was pressure on this man. He was believing God, amen, to provide a lamb, but he was following through in obedience to God. Brother, I'd love to be able to preach to us tonight, amen, of what faith really is. Amen. And so there came, amen, they came to the place. Abraham built an altar, laid the wood in order. Some of us wouldn't have went that far. We'd have believed God to the foot of the hill. And then we'd have found some other way. Amen. We'd have went somewhere and got another sacrifice. Most of us in our day and time, amen, we'd have never left the house. But we'd have looked around and said, there's other men that have their sons and don't have to sacrifice them. Then I'm not going to sacrifice mine. But Abraham did not doubt God. Amen. Not a greater act of faith in all the Bible. Oh, stay here. God help me. God, just couple of little things and I'll be done. They came to the place. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Amen. Heaven. He pulled the knife, ready to slay his son. Amen. Well, that's cutting it close, ain't it? Huh? That's cutting it close, isn't it? Oh, come on now. He had the knife. He's believing God to provide a sacrifice. And as the son glinted off of his knife, amen, his son was as good as dead. Amen, an angel of the Lord spoke unto him and said, amen, called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, here am I. He said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. Behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. And it is to say to this day in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You may not see God until you get all the way into the mount of the Lord. Amen. Listen. I want to preach a little something to us tonight. There's three things that I want to bring out if we're going to have the victory through faith. And one of them I want us to notice is Abraham's patience. Amen. I want you to notice the patience. Amen. That Abraham had. Amen. As he followed through on the plan of God. Amen. And no doubt this man's heart was rent in him. But brother and sister, here I feel like it's where we as Christian people, amen, are failing. Amen. To believe God. Amen. The Bible said, praise God. Listen to me. Let me read this in the book of Hebrews chapter 10. The Bible said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Amen. You hear that? For ye have need of patience. After you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Amen. What about it? I'm wondering tonight as we pray and seek God, are we giving God time? Amen. Listen to me. I know you say, well, brother, amen, God can do it in a heartbeat. Yes, sir. Amen. He could have provided that ram in a heartbeat, too. But you see, there was something about it, Brother Shane. He wanted to see the faith of his man. He wanted to see if his man would be obedient. Amen. I was here praying the other day. Amen. The Monday night. And I felt God look at me when I made this statement. I said, God, amen, if you'll heal my body, I'll preach with everything in me. Amen. And I felt God look at me. And I struck down before him. And I said, God, I'll preach with everything in me, whether you heal me or not. Amen. I want you to know something. Amen. If we believe God, we might have to endure the night. But we must believe the joy comes in the morning. You have need of patience. Amen. What is the will of God concerning you tonight? Amen. The will of God is, amen, that we, amen, believe God in faith. And after we've done the will of God, you say, I'm sick, Brother Andy. Amen. I know we've got many sick. Amen. And I want to tell you now, when you preach faith and preach the power of God, don't you think the devil ain't going to try you. Amen. And we've got to get tougher. We've got to pray more.
And we got to realize that our failures are not in God, but they're in our unbelief. Amen. Come on and help me. Amen. But we have need of patience. Amen. Them that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. We must trust, faithfully trust, amen, obediently trusted till God provides.
Oh, yes. We'll be under a lot of pressure. Amen. The devil will see to it. Praise God. It'll be like Moses at the Red Sea. Amen. I'm going to preach on, are we giving God time? Amen. Are we doubting God before he comes in his time? Amen. If we believe God, I know this is a little tight. Amen. And I know that we're everyone tempted to shirk back. Amen. When we preach faith on Sunday night. Amen. And all our singers nearly. Amen. Are out sick tonight. Amen. We're tempted just to back off. And say, devil, I just won't say no more about it. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. The Bible's right. Amen. That's right. Come on now. Amen. The Bible is right. And we must be patient. Amen. And that patience does not mean doubting. It does not mean unbelief. But it means knowing that God in his time. Amen. Like Abraham said. Amen. Me and the lads coming back. Daddy, where's the sacrifice? God will provide.
Sister Webb and myself, amen, and I know this makes the faith, the flesh, quake and quiver.
I preached one time, and I know a guy was just doing me, he was just kidding with me, I guess, in a way, and I didn't mean to hurt, say nothing wrong. I preached one time, and the Lord really, really anointed me, and I did better than I could ever do. That's the best times. And I sat down and the anointing began to wire off. And I was sitting there, and the guy slipped up to me. And he said, oh, I don't know why. I said, God anointed you. He said, it was just great. He said, all I can figure, brother, is you're getting ready to go through a severe trial or something. And I said, you know, you're the second person that said that to me already. He said, oh, yeah. I said, yeah, the devil just said that before you got up here. Huh? And he looked at me, turned pink and red, and I really didn't mean to hit him out hard with it. Amen. But the devil had already told me that. Amen. I need his blessing. You getting you ready for trouble. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. The devil, amen, he don't play fair. And we know he's going to kill us if he can. Amen. But I'll tell you, amen, it's been a lot of times Sister Webb and myself have went right down to the wire. Amen. It looked like we was going to be brought to shame. Amen. We was going to be embarrassed. Amen. We were going to be without. We were going to fail. Amen. And there's been times, amen, that I've looked at my dear wife and I said with my mouth, but not my heart, honey, God will provide. Amen. But I really wasn't sure, Brother Kenny. I didn't see no way out of it. And it was down to the last hour. Amen. But brother, just as the sunlight gleamed over that dagger, amen, God spoke out of heaven and said, Abraham, your patience have paid off. Your faith has paid off. He ain't even provided a lamb.
Amen. We gotta believe.
believe God, and after we've done the will of God, we have a need of patience, Sister Patty. Amen. When you're treated bad and things look like they're not going to turn out, don't doubt. Amen. I'm not a charismatic, and I'm not a Copeland fan, but if God has said it, and you've got a hard belief that it's going to happen, amen, just say, devil, just because the symptoms are still here, that does not mean that God is not going to move. You've got to patiently believe and trust God and tell him, I'm going to the mountain and I shall return. Moses got to the Red Sea. Hey, man, cornered, brother. Pharaoh and his chariots blowing up dust. Here they come. Hey, man. And they look, what are we going to do, Moses? Moses looked to God and complained. Listen, friend. Hey, man, it's a matter, brother Kenny, a lot of times on who's going to blink first. Huh? The devil's pulled his gun, you pulled your gun, and it's who's going to blink first. Hey, man, are we going to wait on God and stand on his promises, knowing that the promises of God are yea and amen, knowing that God, amen, never lies, never changes his mind. Come on now. Amen. Never loses his memory. Amen. God has told us he'd never leave us or forsake us. The devil says God ain't here. Stand your ground, brother. Amen. Pull your six-shooter out. Amen. Line up to the devil and say, I'm not blinking. My God will be here and right early. He'll be riding upon the chariots. He'll be coming upon the wind. My God never failed. I'm preaching against the devil tonight, and I want him to know it, but I want to tell the devil, amen, God, Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. Amen, you have need of patience. Amen, God sent a famine into Israel. And not only was the famine in Ahab's creek, but over on Elijah Creek it dried up too. Huh? Praise God, told Elijah where to go. I said, God told Elijah where to go. He went down by the brook Cherith. Hey man, are you going to listen to what God said? He went down to the brook Cherith, and there the water came. Amen. And he drank by the water of the brook. And the ravens fed him. Amen. And he ate and he drank and he lived and he survived. Oh, but listen. Amen. Did you know that while he was there by the brook Cherith, the brook dried up? Amen. Come on now. Amen. And he stayed there by that old dried up brook. Amen. And he waited on God. And God spoke. And he said, go into Zarephath, and there's a widow there that's going to feed you. Amen. Amen. It looked bleak, Brother Danny. Oh, we're so used, amen, to having her way, and knowing that payday's coming around the corner, and knowing that if all else fails, we've got Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Amen. We don't have to trust God anymore. But, brother, I want to tell you something. It is the child of God's privilege. It is their privilege to trust in a God that healeth thee. Brother, when the brook dries up, amen, when Hillary gets done with this hospital plan, there's going to be a lot of brooks dried up. Amen. That's right. When the greedy, amen, the greedy get tired and get their barrel full, Brother Danny, they won't care if Seaboard runs or not. They just soon shut her down and pull all stops and let it cave in, because they don't care about you. Amen. When the brook dries up, amen, and the high wage is not there, amen, the hospital card's not there, brother, we're going to be more than happy, amen, to turn back to the God of Elijah and wait upon God. I'm going to preach a little bit of faith to you tonight. But because we're going to need a whole heap a lot of it. Amen, that's right. That's right. Amen, we're going to need a whole lot of it if we live a life of victory in this hour. Amen, and so we're going to have some patience. Amen, to wait for God to do what He said He'd do in His time. Hallelujah. Patience, I want to preach to you about something else. Obedience. If we're going to see God move and victory come, we must be obedient. Huh? Tommy, it ain't late, is it? Y'all look late. Still look at you. Hey, man, it ain't that late, is it? Amen. How about obedience? You know what Samuel said to Saul when Saul killed all those sacrifices and offered them to the Lord? He said to obey is better than sacrifice. Praise God. Amen. We're going to have to patiently wait, but we're also going to have to do what God said do. We're going to have to be obedient. The power of God will never move and never fall when we are living in rebellion. Amen. The Bible said rebellion is the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness is idolatry. Amen, brother. Help me preach a little bit. We need to see the power of God moving in our services. Amen. And we're the ones that we need to fix up. Amen. Our vessels come in here. We need to come in here obeying God. Amen. When Peter had denied the Lord, and the Lord was getting ready to use Peter in a great way in the preaching ministry. But before he left, and Peter was endued with power, Jesus asked Peter the question, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, you know I do. Amen. Listen, we're in an age where every preacher preaches love, but there's not many preachers are preaching obedience unto the Word of God. How many times does a preacher have to preach? Amen. Before you believe, you ought to do it. Come on now. Amen. There's no way in this world that we're going to have the power of God in our lives, brother. We're going to have to see it. And in order to see the power of God, we're going to have to humble ourselves in submissive obedience to God. Peter, do you love me? Then feed my sheep. You know I love you. Three times he asked him, do you love me? Feed my lambs. Amen. He was wanting to make sure that Peter got the message. Amen. Do what I tell you. Amen. Jesus' mother said, whatsoever he bids you to do, do it. Brother, the name and the leper, seven times he dipped because God said so. Amen. And here we are living our life to suit ourselves. Amen. Discarding the Bible. Amen. Brother, there is a direct link in the Word of God between sanctification and the healing power of God. God is not going to heal you if you're a rebel. Obedience. I got to hurry. Obey. Abraham, go out. Where are you going, Abraham? I'm going out. Oh, God. Church, where's the power? Where's the victory? Where's it at? Amen. Are we going to serve the Lord? Amen. In obedience. When I said, Lord, if you'll do this, I'll do that. He looked at me first. He looked right into my soul. I shrunk down. God, I'm going to obey you.
I'm going to do what you say. The man with the withered hand, amen, he couldn't do nothing. You know what he said to that man? Stretch forth your hand. But my hand's withered. Stretch your hand out here. He was healed by the power of God. Are you willing to obey God? Are you willing to obey God? Jesus said, you say you love me and do not the things which I command you. I'm preaching to you. This is vital. It's got to be. The power of God and the healing will be. It will not be among the charismatic. Amen. It will be among those people that are obeying God. Amen. Divine intervention of God is no accident. God does not just fly through here and drop at random on somebody sitting here. He will visit those who by faith, amen, wait patiently and obey His Word. That's why we preach holy living. That's why you need to do what the Bible said. Because if you don't, God can't bless you. Closing tonight, we must approach God with thanksgiving. My grandpa used to say we was like hogs under an acorn tree. Eat acorns all day and never look up in the tree. See where they fell out of. Never look where it's coming from. Oh, church, we come into this place so dead and thankless. God sent the lepers away and one returned to thank Him and He made him whole. Amen. Listen, church, are y'all with me on this? Do you want to see the power of God move? Would you like to see Mike Compton raised off his sick bed tonight? Oh, I know we can get him enough prescriptions that by and by he might tough it out if he's strong enough. But what about these older folks that aren't strong enough to tough it out? Are we going to let them die drugged out of their mind and leave here? Oh, come on, church. What if we get cancer and need to trust God? Will God not move for, amen, Sister Maudie's headache? Yes. Yes, the doctors can do what they can. Amen. And leave her a weak and sleepy and wore out, Brother Jerry, when one touch of Jesus' hand would rise her up with power and strength. You all believe this? You got to help me. I'm trying to preach so we will believe it, Sister Hildred. Amen. We've got to believe God. Amen. I know what the Lord has spoke to my heart about it. And I want to preach to you. The world is wanting to see this Jesus that was a miracle worker, a blind man healer, a sea walker. He want to see, amen, this power of God that keeps us happy and fruitful and prosperous, even as our soul is prosperous. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. After we've been patient, we've obeyed, we must thank God for it. How many times has God touched us and we just went on our way? We haven't thanked God. If we're going to see this power, God, we must come with an attitude of gratitude. Are you listening to me preach? Amen. We must be thankful. We must have a praise on our heart. Are you listening to me? We must have a praise on our lips for what the power of God has done for us. The hand of God has been in our presence. When you recognize God's presence, and if God touches you and delivers you or heals you, amen, I'm going to preach to you, amen, you ought to lift your hands and thank God and give Him glory and praise Him continually. Stand, please, with me. Ask God to have His way in this altar service tonight. Oh, God.
about some things here tonight. Amen. Is anybody with me on this preaching? Is God dealing with anybody else here besides me? Amen. I know God's been dealing, Brother Mike, and that's why he's going through what he's going through with. The devil is not going to lose any ground without a fight. Amen. Amen. I got some prayer calls here somewhere. We're going to pray for these poor sick folks that are home. Amen. We're going to ask God to heal them. Anybody want to pray with me about this? Amen. As soon as I find my prayer clause here. Amen. I know I got some here somewhere. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Now, Brother Randy, it don't matter. Don't it? Are you content to be defeated? Are you content to just allow this all and the routine we go through just as a form and a symbol of what used to be? Huh? Are we going to just thrive on the good old days? Or do we need a touch from God now? Now. Not only in the healing, but in deliverance of the mind. Amen. Sister Maudie has just grieved herself into sickness, stress. Brother, have you ever been there? I've been there. I've been so sick, I couldn't drive down the road without stopping and getting sick. Yes, sir. I got the prescription. I remember the day I took those old pills. And while we were eating supper, the kids woke me up laughing at me as my head had drooped down beside my plate, trying to get rid of that headache. And I took those pills and I said, God, you're bigger than this. And I discarded them. And I never had another headache since that day. You say, oh, Brother Randy, I'm going to tell you, it was so bad, Brother Zane, that I could not drive down the road without throwing my insides out. And I was so sick of that. And when I took them pills, and I heard my kids sniggering at me, and I looked up, and I knew that I was disoriented and just about out of my mind. And I said, God, you're bigger than this. And Brother, he's bigger than that, Brother Jerry. He's bigger than that. Oh, listen. We need faith. We need to believe God. Amen. We need to believe God not only for our healing, but for our confidence in Him that we'll live holy in this hour, knowing that this is not all there is to it. By faith. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. My, my, my. Is there anybody here sick tonight that needs healing? Amen. Praise God. Brother Noah needs a healing. I'll tell you what, wouldn't you like to see Brother Noah get well enough to go find him a job, get back on his... Would you? That's the desire of his heart. I don't feel a whole lot of support right here. I really don't. I really don't feel a whole lot of backing right now. Would you love to see that or not? Huh? Say, well, there ain't much work going on. I believe God can heal his back. He'll find him a place to work, don't you? Huh? Well, anybody else here sick tonight? We're going to anoint a cloth for Brother Mike, Brother Eddie, Sister Maudie. Y'all believe in this?
Yeah.
All right. These folks not able to come tonight. That discouraged me that you and I come in here and seen they weren't able to come. You know, I took it personal. I felt like I hadn't got a prayer through for them. I did, Brother Jerry. I felt like I'd failed your mom. When I called her today and she barely could speak, I said, man, I failed you. Ain't no need of me looking around and trying to say, well, if it was this, that, or the other. I just didn't get a prayer through for it. You know, the Bible said, you believe the Bible? The Bible said, call for the elders of the church, anoint and put your hands on them, and they shall recover. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. Amen. Do you believe that?
Oh, man, I know. Some of you are nodding your head and don't believe it no more than nothing. But I'm trying to preach enough faith to us where we will believe it. Amen. All right, let's pray for Sister Corey. Amen. As Sister Madge said, we failed Sister Corey. Amen. We've not visited her like we ought to. She's felt evidently isolated. She didn't feel like calling us, and I guess she's discouraged because we haven't seen her in a long time. Let's pray that God will heal her and will help her, and that we can make it up to her and do something to help her. You hear me? I don't know if everybody hears me or not. Did you hear me? I'm telling you, if she's heard at us, let's pray God will help us some way just to fix that and help her in her soul and her body. She needs us, church. Are you listening to me?
I wish y'all would help me. Y'all looking awful downcast at me right now. Hey, man, I am serious about this as I can be.
Anybody else? All right, let's just take this one at a time. We'll pray for Brother Noah. Let him come. Let's pray.
Let's believe God tonight. Come on, brother. Let's pray. Let's just all pray together. In the name of Jesus. Brother Mike Compton, amen, that God would heal him of this flu, amen, and whatever his sickness is, that God would raise him up and prove himself to him right now. Lift your hands and pray. Heal Brother Mike Compton, dear God, I pray, give us faith and confidence in you, Lord. For Brother Eddie, God would heal him, raise him up. Lift your hands and pray. Believe God in the name of Jesus. Sister Maudie, that God will completely heal her. Amen. And give her victory tonight. Pray with us, dear God. Amen. pray for Sister Corey that God will touch her body. Amen. And come to her tonight. Lift your hands and pray. Need prayer tonight.
All right. Let's just anoint this cloth, send to Sister Matney. Ask God to raise her up in the name of Jesus, dear God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
God.
Touch her, God.
Lord, in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Brother MacDonald, I want to tell this. Years ago, I had a kidney stone, and I had wrestled with it, trying to believe God. Sometimes we just suffer, and we're not believing God. We're just suffering with it. And I was trying to believe God, and I just got to the point with that thing. If anybody's ever had one, it can drive you crazy. And I remember one night I was suffering so bad, and I got a phone call from Florida. My brother came on the phone. He said, "Brother," he said, "I've been praying for you," and said, "God has dealt with my heart that He's going to heal you." And he said, "I got to praying tonight," and he said, "I saw the Lord's beaten body," and said, "The Lord spoke to me, and said, 'By His stripes, ye are healed.'"
Yeah.
And he said, "I believe that's confirmation that you're going to be healed." Well, I had the worst night I'd ever had. And to my unbelief, I believe Sister Marilyn took me to the hospital. Sitting in the waiting room, I looked in there at all them poor folks, and I wanted so much to pray for them, and I just sat there, and she remembered, I sat there and wept in the waiting room. And the man had called me and said God had told him I was going to be healed, and here I was. I said, "I must be a wretch. I must be no faith whatsoever. I'm just going to tell you what happened." As I went in that doctor's office, they called my name. And I had just about literally crawled out in the floor while I sat out there. And when I walked through that doctor's door, God healed me. And I sat there on his table, and I was in the most odd situation I'd ever been in. He said, "Where are you hurting?"
Yeah.
And I said, the pain is eased off right now. He said, "Where have you been hurting?" And he poked and he punched. I couldn't feel pain. He put me through all those tests. I was well. He put me through all those tests. He said, there's you know, that kidney stone, you've had a kidney stone. There are signs that you have had a kidney stone, but something's happened to it. God was faithful. Right down, I don't understand it, Brother Marshall. Right down to the doctor's office. God is faithful. I said, "God is faithful." Oh, if we could only believe, Sister Terry. If we could only believe. Brother MacDonald is sick. He has gallstones, gallbladder. He's had it for years. He's been preaching revivals. You know how a gallbladder will do you? He's been sick. You go to the pulpit and preach, be sick afterward. Sick, traveling, sick, 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 sick. And if God don't move for the man, something's got to be done. He's believed God. He's trusted God. He's bore this patiently. But I like seeing him healed this night. Would you? Amen. Let's lift our hands. Amen. And ask God to heal this man of God. In the name.
touch him, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, he got ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Touch him, Lord. Lord, we know you're able to heal. Heal that dog. Oh, Jesus, touch him. Healing, Lord. Heal your servant. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Pray for Sister Patty's dad. Amen. Old time. God will heal him. Help him. Will you? Stretch your hands this way and ask God to move.
Lord,
Jesus.
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 Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
See God answer your prayer? Would you? Amen. Would you like to see God? There's power in prayer and obedience. And let's just believe God right now in the name of Jesus. Save her soul. Amen. And you know, Jesus used healing a lot of times. When people get sick, they're a lot more prone to call on the name of the Lord than when they're well. And he used the means of healing many times to get their attention and forgive their sins. And let's just pray for Rose Deal right now that God would, amen, heal and save. Amen. In the name of Jesus.